All right. Hello, everyone. This is Reverend Ann Presswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for day four of our 25 Clients in 25 Days program. And today we're going to talk about being too visible. The fear of being judged, the fear of being seen, always comes back to ourselves. It comes back to our own fear of being visible, our own fear of judging, our own judgment of others when they're visible. What does it take for us to let go of that judgment and to celebrate who we are, who we truly are on all levels? Okay, everybody, let's call in our guides, call in our angels, let's call in the divine. Oh, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the opportunity to grow and expand our awareness of who we are, of how magnificent we are, to see ourselves through the eyes of the divine, because we are the eyes of the divine, to choose to be in alignment with that vision. Thank you for the opportunity. We are grateful, and it is indeed so. All right, start tapping at the top of your head, even though I have a fear of being seen and being judged by, well, hell, everybody. I have a fear of being seen for who I really am, my weird sense of humor, my too loudness, my too bigness, my too smallness, my too softness, my too sensitiveness, my too whatever. Whatever it is that I've got going on in my head that says I am too much or too little of something, I'm aware of it. Present to it. I'm judging it myself. I'm judging the shit out of it right now. I'm judging that I have it. Wishing that I didn't. Wanting it to go away. And even though I have this, I have this crazy world going on in my head, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. I am willing to see myself differently. I am willing to see myself through the eyes of love, through the eyes of joy, through the eyes of acceptance, through the eyes of kindness and compassion. I'm willing to let go of those lifetimes of horror where I was judged, I was shamed, I was tortured, I was killed for being someone that was not acceptable in that society, in that culture. I am willing to let go, to cut my ties, to cut the cords of those lifetimes, those memories, so they do not carry forward into this lifetime, into this work that I'm doing now. Because this work that I'm doing now is powerful. It is essential. It is the work of love. And because it is the work of love, I call in that force within me. I call it forth and ask it to be here, to show me how to be it, how to embody it, how to share it with the world. This force of love, letting go of the judgments that I have within my heart about the way I look, the way I sound, the way I speak, the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I share, the way I stumble, letting it go. I do not need to carry that forward. I do not need to carry that forward with me. It does not serve me any longer. It does not serve me any longer. This judgment that I have, this abandonment of myself that I do, not because I want to, but because I learned it early on for survival. had to survive. I had to make it survive in my own family, who didn't know any better, who couldn't do better for me, because they too had been taught to abandon themselves. But without that training, I would not be who I am today. I would not have the sensitivity and the awareness that I have today. Without their gift, painful though it was, I have awarenesses of who I am. And I am unwilling to have their standards, their judgments, their decisions of who I am and how I should be rule my life anymore. I let that go. I choose to bless it and to release it. I choose to say thank you. Now be gone with ya. Get out of here. I don't need ya anymore. Go away. Fuck off. Thanks. Bye. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. After a while, crocodile. Be gone with ya. Seriously. Out of here. I do not need to carry that forward into my future. And so I choose to let it go. I choose to say thank you. Don't need it anymore. Those who judge me are judging because of their own limited viewpoint, their own lack of understanding, their own training. They don't know any better either. So why would I let that stop me? Why would I choose to let that stop me? My fear of that stop me from showing up into the world who I am, this magnificent, glorious being, just the way I am, owning it, celebrating it, being it in all my magnificence. I am unwilling to do that to myself ever again. I am unwilling. I call in the true me, the magnificent, glorious, powerful, incredible me, and share that person with the world. Share that person with the world. Because that is who the world is looking for. That is who the world wants. That is who the world needs. And that's who I am. Strong, beautiful, profound, brilliant, kind, compassionate, funny, glorious. That is who I am. And so it is. All right, Divine Ones, have a beautiful afternoon. We'll see you on the call tomorrow. Go get your divine on. Bye, everybody. Thank you for being here live.